Go to the board and write 300 times, I am a bad boy. After you write it 300 times, you believe it. After all, it's programmed inside of you. Now we tell you to go to the board and write, I am a beautiful, special, wonderful person 300 times. If you keep doing that and affirming yourself, then you'll believe that too. So again, the process of recovery for the adult child is to begin to let go of the fear and let go of the guilt. To begin to let go of the dependencies and to begin to break out of the different areas of their life. So norms for the adult child are childish. They have to develop what we call adult norms. The adult child also has a very difficult time telling the truth, or as I say, making things clear. The adult child very many times is always used to covering up and hiding. So as a result, the adult child is always making stories up. The adult child is always telling things exaggerated. The adult child never tells the truth. They lie when they don't have to. The adult child is the individual who is always telling people things that aren't real, because they're protecting people from reality at all times. As a result, they're scared of reality themselves. Now, I'm not saying they're lying directly or in a moral sense. This becomes a way of life for them, so they live this way. This exaggerated world, this grandiose world. The adult child has a very difficult time with any sense or concept of intimacy. The adult child does not even know the meaning of the word intimacy. Because again, the child has grown up with the concept that their body, their physical self, is something dirty or something terrible. And so as a result, they don't see the sense of intimacy even with their own self, their own personhood. So as a result, they also develop inside themselves a sense of what they consider to be intimacy, and in reality, it's not. The adult child has no norm or function for intimacy. They have grown up in families where intimacy was never talked about, never expressed, never shown. They've grown up in families where even sexuality was considered to be something negative. So they have no concept of their own sexuality either. So very normally what happens to the adult child as they grow up and get into relationships, we see very many studies done where the adult child very basically usually marries either their mother or their father. And what happens is they come out of a dysfunctional family. As they grow up, they need to find a new dysfunctional family or create it so then they can fix that and straighten that out. So as a result, what happens a lot of times is they then begin to grow up and they look for mates and for people that are dysfunctional so that they can fix them and take care of them. The isolators and fantasizers keep looking for mates that will fix them and take care of them. And so as a result, we have a lot of people who at a very young age get married and think they're in very positive marriages and relationships, but as a result, they end up abusing each other, hurting each other, and draining each other to death because they are not having a relationship on an adult level. They are on an adult child or child-child level. Very many times, these relationships are what I call pre-adolescent relationships. As a result, they function in their families and households in the function of pre-adolescence. Their intimacy is very negative. Their sexuality is very negative. They have no concept of bonding or closeness or being intimate with each other, because their intimacy does not come from the emotional or the spiritual. It only comes from the physical. And as we know, the physical can only function for a while. After a period of time, the physical dies. But the physical does not have behind it the emotional and the spiritual, the beautiful sense of love, as we spoke in the talk before this. I think it's so important for us to realize that the intimacy level for adult children is almost zero. As a result, they're in marriages that have very negative and bad sexual relationships. They're in marriages where sex becomes something they avoid and run away from. They develop marriages where any sense of closeness or intimacy tends to be avoided or looked down on. And so as a result, to the outside world, they appear okay. Because adult children always give that beautiful appearance on the outside. The inside just isn't working. And yet they can't face it or deal with it because they are survivors. They have to keep surviving. The adult children have a very difficult time making major decisions in their life. They have a difficult time making major decisions because they depend on the approval and the affirmation of other people. They wait for other people to tell them that it's okay to do what they have to do. They sit back and they wait and they wait and they wait. I've always said that adult children are always people that are always in waiting. They're the bridesmaids.